This is the BNI PowerCast series, featuring interviews with top entrepreneurs and small business members from BNI, the world's largest referral organization. BNI, changing the way the world does business. Joining us for this segment of the BNI PowerCast series is Steve Rigney. He's been successfully coaching a wide range of enterprises for more than 17 years. His clients include small startup businesses and Fortune 500 companies. Steve, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Dave.
What events, Steve, led to your initial interest in coaching and ultimately jumping on board with Action Coach?
Well, it was kind of interesting. I've been doing coaching and mentoring of teams and individuals for the past 17 years, like you'd mentioned before. And then when I ran into the Action Coach system, it really fit with what I was my future goals were in business. I wanted to take more of an approach with business owners and helping them succeed with the same tools and experience that I had with teams and individuals in a corporate world. So this system allowed me to be able to use what I had from my previous experience and do that.
When you first decided to begin coaching business people, what was your own personal mission and how did you want to do coaching differently?
I wanted to do coaching differently by really looking at all aspects of the business from a technical standpoint as well as from a business standpoint and helping them at multiple levels. One of the big things with my coaching is, you know, small business owners, small to mid-sized business owners, which is the target that I work in, they have trouble in different areas. You know, it could be personnel, it could be systems, and, you know, just different things. So I wanted to be able to bring all of those together, and with my background in the Action Coach system, we're able to do that.
Steve, for those listening who may not be familiar with the coaching process itself, could you describe coaching, how it works, and what kinds of results clients can expect from this process?
Okay. Coaching is all about accountability. If you remember coaching in sports and things like that, you had a coach there who basically he would keep you accountable to doing the right things, doing the right techniques and things like that. Well, in the business world, it translates over to, you know, one business owner has to play multiple hats, but with under those multiple hats, they have to be able to know and build their knowledge along the way. And what a coach does is, especially in our system, it helps them. We give them the strategies and the tools and techniques under those different hats to be able to be successful. But then the biggest thing is about accountability. A coach is going to hold you accountable to reaching your goals. So it's not necessarily just to have a goal, but to have a coach there to help you reach that goal and also give you the tools and techniques to reach that goal as opposed to just writing it down. That's just the first step.
When you're first approaching a client, a new client, let's say, what questions do you ask them? Are there standard questions you ask, or how does that initial stage work?
You know, there are standard questions, but, you know, from my experience, they tend to lead to other questions that aren't so standard. So, you know, the goal is to really get an idea of the challenges that the business owners are facing. And the questions are geared in multiple areas of the business so that we really get a true picture of what they're up against. Because in this area where you're dealing with small to mid-sized business owners, they have different challenges, and every business is different. So we have to ask questions and approach it from different areas so that we really get a full picture, complete picture. That way we know, okay, where can we coach them? And a lot of times, where do we coach them first? Where can we start where we can get them back on track or get them to reach their goals quicker?
Steve, in your practice, have you found that there are common problems or pains that organizations are facing today? Any common threads to point to there?
Yes. There are common pains. It's just the different businesses and how they approach them or what their capabilities are. But yes, there are definitely common pains.
What are some of the, if you could point to some of the issues that you're finding now as you're out there in the field performing these coaching services?
One of the ones I hear a lot is around personnel, getting the right people in the business. And any small business owner knows that if you don't have experience in personnel management, it makes it very tough once you get people on board to help you achieve your goals and you know, build profits. And that's a big one. The biggest complaint I hear is there's nobody good out there that I can hire. And what I'm finding is that, you know, the approaches, many of the business owners are approaching it from the standard, you know, I just put an ad in the paper and do a couple interviews and then I get somebody. But it goes much deeper than that, and it really ties back to the goals of the business and really creating the center, you know, a team that is going to function and work well together, and creating that synergy. But it all ties back to the goals of the business, and that's where we work from there, and finding the right people and getting them integrated into the team, and we use different tools to do that.
We're visiting with Steve Rigney. He's a professional coach. He coaches small businesses. The website, www.actioncoach.com/Steve Rigney. That's R-I-G-N-E-Y. Steve, I wanted to highlight some of the values that drive Action Coach. I know you're a franchise of a larger business model called Action Coach. But what sets this company apart, and what are some of the core values driving the business?
Action Coach is the largest business coaching company in the world. We're in over 27 countries worldwide. We've been in business since 1993. What sets us apart is that we have broken down all of the business knowledge and techniques and strategies into a simplified format for the small to mid-sized business owner. And those tools and techniques and strategies have been tested and measured over the 15 years that we've been in business. So, and not only that, what sets us apart is that we have all of the coaches worldwide. We have over about 1,600 coaches worldwide that we talk on a daily basis, and we exchange information, and it's all geared towards helping our clients maximize profits. And by that system itself, and we're only geared towards business. There's other coaches out there that are geared towards life coaching or, you know, other things, but we are strictly business, and so that helps our clients stay focused on only one thing, and that's maximizing profits, putting the right team members in place, and working on their business as opposed to in their business.
Beautiful. Steve, thanks so much for lending your expertise to the BNI PowerCast. We've been visiting with Steve Rigney. He's with Action Coach, the website www.actioncoach.com/Steve Rigney, R-I-G-N-E-Y. Steve, thanks for joining us on the BNI PowerCast.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this BNI PowerCast. For more information about the BNI PowerCast series or BNI membership, visit bnipowercast.com.